Chapter 14. Time to go to the next level. Your need for patience. James 1:4 says, "Let patience have its perfect work." One of the predominant questions I get asked by well-meaning people who desire greater transformation is, how long does it take to get free? Those who ask this are working through a battle they are trying to overcome, but they feel as though progress is taking forever. Depression often sets in. Many long for the future to get better, but they are up against the same struggles that have been around for some time. That question brings me back to a time where I was battling debilitating anxiety, obsessive thoughts, panic attacks, and relational phobias. If 10 was the worst, I was a 9 or 10 every day for a long time. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, I was drowning. I sought out for help everywhere I could, talking to friends, mentors, counselors, while devouring books and resources. I dove into any source of help I could find. Now keep in mind, this was during the early 2000s. There were not a lot of available resources online that addressed these mental health subjects. No one in the church was talking about anxiety like I was facing. OCD was only seen as battles that clean freaks had. On top of all this, I was a pastor at the time. The stigma and shame for having these battles was intense. Back then, I felt so overwhelmingly alone in a sea of mental and emotional storms, it seemed almost impossible to possess internal peace. I slowly began to get understanding on what I was up against and how to walk free. I positioned myself to be as teachable as possible so I could gain all the insight and tools I could to experience freedom. But I bumped up against a constant discouragement, a feeling I was continually looping in the same struggles with no sight of major progress. The pivotal moment. I remember one particular day very clearly when I was headed to a social gathering. I was overwhelmed with how many mental and emotional spiderwebs I was trying to clear out. Discouragement and chronic symptoms of depression were rising. I found I was getting angry with myself while being tempted to get angry with God. When's this going to end? When's the anxiety going to break? When am I going to get free? When are things going to get better? I mean, come on. Have you ever felt that way? In the midst of this lack of peace, I took a deep breath and cried out to God for clarity. As I'm walking towards the home of this social gathering, I'm having a conversation with myself and God. During this inner dialogue, a thought came to me from 1 John 4:18, which said, "He who fears has not been made perfect in love." A light bulb went off in my mind. The reason I'm anxious is because love has not been experienced in those areas of my heart. This became a major revelation and turning point for my heart transformation. A love issue. My problem was not an intelligence issue. It was actually a love problem. My symptoms were revealing a love deficit in my life. In fact, the majority of battles we face reveal the areas where love has not had a deeper work. In this moment, I became highly aware of my need to grow in what love meant. All of us have areas in our heart where love has been absent or compromised. It often takes a while to realize it. While my symptoms were incredibly frustrating to deal with, I was awakened to the reality that learning to settle in God's love was a journey, not a light switch. I had some learning to do. I needed to give myself time to learn about love as well as how to give and receive love with greater freedom. It takes time, and there is no way around it. Leaning on the pillars of love. This led me to understanding two main pillars of love that you and I need to experience on a regular basis. As self-acceptance welcomes you into connection with God, the power of love goes further to empower your transformation. These two pillars are the opening traits of love found in 1 Corinthians 13. One is patience, the other is kindness. The power of what love bestows upon our life settle on these two very important blessings of love. Listen very closely. Kindness is what love gives out. Patience is what love can handle. This cannot be skipped over. In that moment where I am dwelling on 1 John 4, I realized that what I needed in that moment was patience. My zealous desire to experience freedom had taken over, to the point that it was overriding the voice of God's love. Just as we can skip over self-acceptance, the patience of love can be forgotten in the midst of our desire for healing and change. Learning patience. In this moment, it dawned on me how incredibly impatient I was with myself and my journey. The pressure of perfectionism and intense expectation overrode the power of God's loving patience with my journey. To regain the power of patience, I spoke a simple statement over my heart which transformed my trajectory forever. It began to align me with God's love over my journey. I looked at everything I was battling and firmly said, "It will take as long as it takes. Healing will take as long as it needs to take. Transformation will take as long as it needs to take." This one statement began to release the pressure off my life, a feeling as though I needed to be better long ago. The yoke of pressure was being traded for the yoke that Jesus offers, which he says is light. When it comes to transformation, there is no pressure from God for you to hurry up and achieve some state of breakthrough. He is more patient than you could ever imagine. Just when you received a cup of his merciful patience, you realize there remains an entire ocean of his patience to experience. But I needed to give this to myself. It is one thing to know God is patient, but I needed to receive it. God's patience does not have its impact if I respond with impatience towards myself. Patience enhances transformation. Here is the paradox I discovered. When I engaged the power of patience with my whole heart, it actually accelerated my healing and freedom journey. When I lived under self-pressure, it slowed everything down and actually made it harder. Patience actually sped up the trajectory of my transformation. When I engaged patience and let go of the yoke of pressure, I was able to see the long view versus focusing on whether or not I was having instant breakthrough. My eyes were open to seeing that I didn't get here overnight. Therefore, I needed to sit back, let the journey open up, and take its course. And by the way, it will take as long as it takes. Leaning into process. Patience plugs you into the journey and relieves you from, quote, destination disease. Your healing is going to be a process. I'm not going to figure it all out overnight, and neither are you. The more room you make for process and the journey, the more effective transformation will become. You and I have to grow in a process that takes time, way more time than we ever anticipated. The enemy will accuse you and add pressure, telling you that you should have arrived long ago. When you say it will take as long as it takes, it disempowers the enemy's tactics. It says to the inner critic, "So what if I've not arrived? I am on my journey." Casting out perfectionism. One of the great enemies to transformation is the toxicity of perfectionism. It robs you of process and conditions you to live under constant pressure, leaving you in a defeated lifestyle. In God's eyes, his perfecting work flows through his loving patience. James says this. He says, "Let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." That word translated patience also speaks of endurance, an ability to steadfastly wait. You want to experience the greatest amount of transformation, maturity, and growth? Learn to immerse yourself in patience. In your heart healing journey, let patience have the work it needs to have. Is it that simple? Sounds easy. But in the midst of life, being patient is one of the most challenging traits to exemplify. Yet God says his perfecting work is found when we exercise patience. So here is what we need to say. In the midst of your most difficult days and struggles to find breakthrough, it's time to declare, "It will take as long as it takes." Some questions for consideration. Number one, Where do you find that your passion for change and transformation can work against you when patience is not involved? In what way does impatience steal the power of your heart healing journey? Number two, in what area of your life does patience need to be exercised more? It's probably related to your answer in question number one. So take a moment, number three, and think about what would it look like to live with greater patience? Take a moment and just imagine and think and dream of what it would look like if you were truly patient with yourself and your journey. Allow me to pray. Father God, I'm becoming more aware of my need for patience. In my passion for freedom, I can become hard on myself and come under the yoke of pressure. Today, I choose to take on the yoke of Jesus, which is light and without pressure. I make a decision to yield to the power of your loving patience towards me. I ask that your patience would land in my heart and transform how I see myself and my journey. My prayer today is that patience would have a perfecting work in my heart and life. May peace settle in as I let your love lead me into greater patience. I didn't get here overnight. I recognize that my healing journey will take some time. I choose to let go of the timetable pressure and let the journey take its course. It will take as long as it takes. I release my journey to you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.